Owl Service by Alan Garner. Dramatised for radio by Matthew Bailey.
I can see myself swimming in the river.
I can see myself lying on the bed.
I can see myself bounding up the stairs,
splashing back through the shallows to the bank,
staring at the ceiling,
heading for Alison's room,
out of the water and sprawling into a foam of meadow sweet.
Pain in my stomach,
hammer in my hand,
sun in my eyes, gathering the flowers in my arms, pulling the stems over me, shielding my face from the glare, the mountains gentle in the heat, the ridge above the old house, crowned with a grove of fir trees, black against the summer light, breathing the cool, sweet air of the flowers, feeling the sun drag deep in my limbs, the rock beneath me.
That's it.
What can you see?
Nothing. A lot of muck and straw. Wait a minute, though. Something over there.
Where are you going, Gwyn?
Come up and look at this, Alison.
I can't. I'd be allergic in all that dust. What is it?
Plates. Masses of them.
Plates? Were they broken?
Nothing wrong with them, as far as I can see. Except muck.
Bring one down and we'll wash it.
A jet trail moving across the sky.
Scent of meadow sweet.
The house, huge and dark beyond the flowers.
The slates above me, red hot.
Sound of the river.
Reaching out for the topmost plate on the stack.
Stillness.
Touching the plate.
On my feet in a second, crouching, the meadow empty, the scream gone, no one in sight, my heart racing cold in the heat of the sun.
Please come down.
Right. Just a second. So blooming hot up here, it made me go scan-eyed.
Looking down at my hands, cut by the meadow sweet, palms lined with red beads, flowers stinking of goat.
One very dirty green and gold plate.
Gwen!
I think your mother's calling you.
What do you want, Mom?
Fetch me 2 lettuces from the kitchen garden. And be sharp now.
Where's this plate Gwen says you found?
I'm just tracing the pattern. Nearly finished. There. What do you think of that?
Not a lot, actually. Not even a maker's mark. Pity. The way Gwyn described it, I thought it might have been a real find. This is ordinary thick stuff.
Thick yourself. Look at the pattern, Roger. If you take the design off the plate and fit it together like this, see what it makes.
No.
It's an owl.
What?
I'll show you. Cut it out. One fold and another. There you are.
So it is. An owl, wings and all. Oh, that's really good. How did you think it all out? The tracing and folding it like that?
I saw it as soon as I'd washed the plate. It was obvious.
It was?
Mm.
I'd never have thought of it. It just looks like flowers to me.
Give me the plate back. I must make some more of these.
Miss Alison?
Roger, give me the plate.
Now, Miss Alison, what's this about plates?
Mum, plates, Nancy.
You know what I mean, Miss Alison. Them plates from the loft.
There's only one, Mum.
Gwyn.
I'll trouble you to give me that plate, miss.
Why?
You had no right to go up there.
I didn't go.
Nor to send my boy up, neither.
I didn't send him.
I'll thank you not to waste my time, Miss Alison. Please to give me that plate.
Mum.
Whose house is this anyway?
I beg your pardon, miss.
This is my house. Daddy left it to me. So if there are any plates, they're mine too.
The plate, Miss Alison, if you please. I seen where you put it, under your pillow.
Wanting to order her from the room. Reaching back and tossing the plate onto the bed between us. And all of us staring at it. The plain white plate lying there. Every bit of the pattern gone. Gwyn with his mouth open. Roger and Nancy, staring at the plate, and then back at me.
Very well, Miss Allison. Very well. I'll have this plate, if I may, Miss Allison. Thank you.
Mr. Bradley! Mr. Bradley!
Grub up.
Thanks, Clive. What is it?
Nancy's best limp salad with sheep dip mayonnaise. I say, these are jolly fellows.
Owls. I made them.
Well, how are the gripes?
Are you here to do the stern stepfather act?
What?
Have you been sent to tell me off about Nancy?
Oh, ha ha.
I don't know why she was going on like that. Am I supposed to take orders from the cook? It's my house.
Well, fair dues. Well, think of your mother. Nancy tried to hand in her notice this afternoon. And if she did sweep out, we'd never find a replacement. Margaret would have to cope by herself. She'd be very, very upset. And this is the first time we've been all together as a family and, you know?
Yes, Clive. I suppose so.
That's my girl.
Is Nancy going to leave?
No. A fiver cures most things. Now eat your supper. Hello. Sounds as if we've mice in the roof.
Don't wait, Clive. I'm not hungry. I'll eat this later and bring the tray down in the morning. Tell Mummy not to worry.
That's my girl. God bless. Good night.
Damn all. Missed again. No, you're getting the hang of it. Have another go, corner pocket. Anyway, her room was so cold when I went in there last night. It was like being in a deep freeze. But it was the noise that was the worst. Scratching. I thought the ceiling was coming in, and I couldn't get her to wake up. Shot!
Oh, is she this morning?
She was all right at breakfast, a bit queasy. But listen, I'd brought down two more of those plates for her yesterday evening, and they were on the mantelpiece. The pattern had gone from them too.
How did you know?
Oh, hi, Ali. I thought you were having a bad dream last night, so I popped in.
I was coming to show you the plates. Look.
Yeah, they're the same, aren't they? Plain white.
How can it happen? Is it tracing the pattern that makes the plates go blank?
What did you use? Pumice?
Gwen, you've done that job yet?
Better get on. Thanks for the game, Roger.
Dere Sishalur, Sinvelis Villavale.
Ew!
Tere Van Helen, Van Helen Olawen.
Ew!
Tere Hav, Tere.
And Saisneg, ew! Mam says no Welsh.
Man dod, pretty them in here now.
Mam says you're to make a board to nail over the loft in the house. If I measure up, can you let the job last till tomorrow?
You want a board to nail up the loft. Is that what you said?
Yeah, but we need time to bring something down without Mam finding out.
Something?
Plates. There's all dinner service up there.
Kovala should in etrich arni.
Bit?
Will you see if you can find me a different film, Dad? I'll have a scout around town, surely.
Kovala should in etrich arni.
I'll need something better than what's in the camera now.
Bertin Feddol.
Is there anything needed for the house while we're out shopping, Half-Bacon?
No, sir. We're not wanting any stuff.
Good. I'll be off then. Funny rock you have in the meadow, Half-Bacon. Who drilled the hole in it?
It is the stone of Gronu.
Oh. What's that when it's at home, eh?
Ha ha. There is a man being killed at that place. Old time.
Was there now?
Yes. He has been taking the other man's wife.
Well, that's a bit off, I must say.
Yes, sir. He is standing on the bank of the river sea, and the other man is up there on the brin with a spear. And he is putting the stone between himself and the spear, and the spear is going right through the stone and him.
Oh-ho!
Why did he stand there and let it happen?
Because he killed the other man the same way earlier, to take the wife.
Tit for tat. These old yarns, eh?
Yes, sir. That is how it is happening all time. Now, excuse me, I must go work into the back of the house, isn't it?
That half-bacon man's gaga. He's so far gone, he's coming back.
Well, I must be off. Back after tea, I expect. That's the drag of this place. It's a day's job every week. Cheerio.
I was beginning to believe that maundering old liar.
He wasn't lying. Not deliberate.
What? A spear making that hole in the rock, thrown all the way from those trees by a stiff.
Who believes it? I told him about those plates.
And?
He said, Govala Shutin Edricharni.
Sorry?
Mind how you are looking at her.
Huh. Who?
I don't know. There's something to show you in the billiard room.
Roger, are you in there?
Yes.
Well, someone's locked the door.
Yeah, me.
Why? I want those plates.
They're still in ya?
Just about.
Gwyn, you've broken them.
Not me, lady.
What's all this stuff over the floor?
Look on the wall behind you, Ally. Surprise! Gave me quite a turn, she did.
It was just her eyes showing at first, but that pebble dash soon came off.
She's so beautiful. Who'd want to cover her up?
16th century, if it's a day. Fresh as new. How's it survived under that lot?
Her dress. What are those flowers?
Meadow sweet, that is. And that dark stuff's broom.
And the leaves in her hair?
Oak, are they?
What a fine day, Ally. It'll fetch thousands.
Not so fast. We'll keep our mouths shut.
Why, for heaven's sake? We've got a masterpiece here.
Start thinking. Someone cared enough about this painting and them plates to lug a dinner service into the roof and to pebble dash an inside wall. You don't go to all our trouble for nothing. Somebody wanted them hidden. And now they're not hidden. They're loose.
Well, it might not have been the same person. And there's no harm, whatever the reason is. Not if we find something as wonderful as this.
Have you looked close? Marvellous detail, isn't it?
Every strand of hair. I can't get over how it's stayed so clean all this time. All white and gold.
Marvellous. Seen them flowers in the background, boyo?
Great stuff. Like heraldry. And yet, you could pick them. Oh, no!
What?
They look like clover heads from where you are, don't they? But if you get right up close, Alison, see? Them little white things aren't petals. They're claws.
Someone had a nasty mind.
Oh, maybe that's the way it was when they painted it.
Nasty.
You can't have flowers made of claws.
Why not? You can have owls made of flowers, can't you? Don't say anything about this wall until we've had a think. Let's bring the rest of those plates down. Now.
How about leaving them where they are?
We can't. I must make some more owls.
More? What happened to the ones you made last night?
I don't know. I keep losing them.
We'll have to be a bit crafty getting the plates. Come on. Alison, you ready?
I got the wheelbarrow on the way.
Good idea. Here they come. Okay, Roger. One, two, three.
I'm getting cold feet over this. Shouldn't we just put them back where they were and nail the loft up?
No.
I think we're being a bit overwrought about it. When you see them, they are just plates.
Got them.
And that scratching noise could just have been mice.
Mice? I'd forgotten. I set a cage trap up there in the loft. Have a look, see if there's anything in it. Okay, Alison. Catch the ropes.
I think you've caught something.
Think?
There. See it? What's that?
You were right. It's a mouse.
Get off.
Well, it was a mouse. Owls aren't fussy, see? They just swallow straight off, and what they don't want, they cough up later. An owl's pellet. That's what that is.
Hang on. Don't these traps have one-way doors?
They do.
So, what gets into this can't get out, right?
That's right.
And you're saying that ball of bones is an owl's leftovers?
I am.
Well...
It's taken you long enough to measure that door, isn't it, boy? Is that all you're doing? What do you need that trap for?
Finish, Mum. I'm going down the shop.
About time. I'm wanting flour for tea scones. Be sharp.
Shall I help you carry something?
No, thanks.
Let me take one of those flour bags.
I said no, thanks.
Hey, I didn't see Ali when we came out of the house, did you?
No.
I hope she managed those plates without being nabbed. Funny about the trap, wasn't it? I wonder what made her put that grisly mouse in. I'd have thought she was too squeamish even for a laugh.
No laugh, and she didn't.
She must have.
She didn't. He was still warm.
You're joking. I'd like to see the owl that could take a mouse out of that trap, eat it and spit the pips back in.
I shouldn't.
Walking in silence, under the shadow of the brin, back to the house.
Ali!
Alison's sitting in a deck chair on the lawn reading a book.
Hi, Ali.
Not looking up.
Did you manage to stash the plates okay?
Plates?
Her eyes hidden behind her sunglasses.
Hot plates.
Oh, play the other side, Ali.
Sorry?
Ha, ha, ha. Is that better?
Yes, thank you, Roger.
Where's them plates?
What are you talking about?
Don't come out with me, girl.
And don't talk to me like that. You will be sorry.
And who'll make me? You? You jumped up snob? You and who else? We've got to have them plates. They're loaded.
Give him a lollipop, will you, Roger? He's just like his mother.
Gwyn, lashing out with his foot and kicking the book from Alison's hands. Seeing it fall yards away, splayed on the grass.
You shouldn't have done that.
Her knuckles white on the edge of the chair.
Seeing myself reflected in the black discs of the sunglasses.
You shouldn't have done that.
Her neck thrust forward.
In the corner of the lens, something fluttering.
You shouldn't have done that.
The book flying up through the air.
Coming for me.
Disintegrating.
Binding, tearing apart.
Gwyn dropping the bags of flour.
Protecting my face from the book.
Pages swarming at him.
Gravel from the drive stinging my hands and ears.
Paper rattling around him.
Stop! No! No! Running across the lawn.
Grass clippings exploding over him.
Heading toward the woods.
Pine cones showering down on his head.
Twigs and leaves and pebbles and dead branches spinning at me.
Running away towards the river.
Into the woods. Branches whipping at me. Forcing my way through them. Hitting the boundary fence. Hanging against the wire. A few spent pebbles flying past and smacking into the mud.
The wood lying still. The air throbbing with insects. Meadowsweet growing in a mist of flowers. The sun glittering on the threads of caterpillars hanging from the trees as thick as rain. All the pages of the book around me in shreds. All the pages of the book.
So what was that? A freak squall?
Roger, can you just help pick the paper up before Mummy gets back and sees the lawn like this?
Have you the binding off that book?
There, by the deck chair.
Dicky Gunnog.
Who?
Dicky Gunnog, our English master at Arbor. It nearly killed him to lend me this. But he said I had to read it and the library copies were all out. I gave it to Alison yesterday. Oh, he'll blow his top.
Oh, Gwyn, I'm sorry.
Better get it cleared up. What was it like? You read it, did you?
Bits. They were short stories.
What did you think?
Fine if you like that sort of thing. Wizards and blood all over the place.
Don't knock our national heritage, girlie. These old tales is all we got. Here you go. Enchantment to conjure a wife for him out of flowers, and he then a man in stature, and the handsomest youth that mortal ever saw. And then they took the flowers of the oak, and the flowers of the broom, and the flowers of the meadowsweet. And from those they called forth the very fairest and best endowed maiden that mortal ever saw.
I read that.
The whole story?
I think so.
What's it about?
Well, There's this wizard or something. I forget his name. And he magics the woman out of flowers, like that bit said. And she marries this... What's he called here? Lou something.
She shall gaffes.
Yes. Well, then she falls in love with a man called Gron something.
Gronu.
Gronu. And he decides to kill Clay.
She.
Lay.
Never mind.
Go on.
Gronu throws a spear from a hill to where Clay is standing by a river and kills him. But Clay isn't really dead. He turns into an eagle, and the wizard finds him and magics him back into a man again. The wizard is his father, or his uncle or something, I'm not sure. Anyway, Clay and Gronu change places, and Clay throws the spear this time, and Gronu gets killed. That's the end.
What happens to the wife?
Oh, yes. The wizard says he won't kill her. He'll do worse than that. So he turns her into an owl.
And that thou shalt not lose thy name, but thou be forever called Blodeuwedd.
It's the best I could manage, I'm afraid. The chemist only stocked the normal snapshot stuff. He said this was very popular.
Yes. It's the same as the film in my camera now. Never mind.
By the way, is old Ali around?
Probably. I've not seen her since tea.
I bought her a token of my esteem while we were out. I got it from a place called Celtic Crafts. Spelt with two K's, of course.
What do you think?
I thought it might amuse her. She was cutting those little fellas out of paper last night, you know. As soon as I saw it, I thought that's just the thing for old Ali.
Is it all made of shells?
Yeah, a lick of paint, varnish. Yeah, look, there's some of the lingo on the back. Greetings from the land of song, it says. The young woman in the shop translated it for me. You think she'll like it?
She's mad for owls, anyway.
Well, hello there.
Is Alison around?
You're the second person to ask me that. Not that I'm aware. I came down to use up my film. You're sitting on the stone with a hole right through it.
The Stone of Gronu.
You're right. It's a long way for a spear. Wish you had those plates, Roger. I've searched everywhere for them.
Really?
Really. What do you think it was made that book fly like that?
I don't know. Freak squall.
Oh. And what about the plates going blank?
The glaze, possibly.
And the painting in the billiard room, and the pellet in the trap, and the owls, and flowers, and the Mabinogion.
The what, Jan?
That book. We read bits of it in class. I used to think it was a load of old rope, Welsh myths. I wish I'd taken more notice.
You think this place is haunted, then?
Ghosts don't eat mice. Whatever chewed that mouse could chew me or you.
I give up. But if there's any more of it, I'm off. I tell you.
How will you manage?
Dad's steerable when you know how.
And the new Mrs. Bradley? A kind of family honeymoon, is there?
Mind your own business. Move over. I have a picture to take.
What happened to your real mum?
I told you to mind your own business.
She around then?
I'll fill you in. If you open your big mouth once more, I'll fill you in.
Okay.
Right. The 10th at F16.
Not haunted.
I'll go up and down either side of that.
More like still happening.
Can't afford to change the stop, though.
Gwydion!
What are you blathering at?
Gwydion. He was the wizard who made Blodeuwedd out of flowers for Lleillaw Gaffes.
The problem is to line the camera up so you can see the trees.
And Blodeuwedd was turned into an owl? Think of it, man. A woman made of flowers and then changed into an owl. The plates, man. It's all there if we could see it.
Where are you off to?
Hugh Halfbacon. Mind how you are looking at her. I knows the flamer.
The light fading fast, lengthening the exposure for the last frames. The rock texture as a frame for the trees in the distance. An interesting composition. Shadows coming out of the river.
Taking photos, are you?
No! What do you think you're doing? Creeping up on me like that. I could have busted my camera.
I was bringing sticks for the fire, yes. You're taking photo of the stone of Gronau, are you?
No, the Albert Memorial.
It is clever.
Do you mind? I'm trying to finish this before dark. Gwyn's looking for you.
It is old stone. The stone of Gronau.
I said Gwyn's looking for you.
Not a bad man. He's not all to blame. She is setting a cap at him, the other man's wife.
Don't you people round here talk about anything else? You'd think it was the only thing that ever happened in this valley.
That is right.
Finished.
There is a hard lord. He is killing Gronau without anger, without love, without mercy. He is hurt too much by the woman and the spear. Yet what is there left when it is done? His pride. No wife. No friend. But none of them is all to blame. It is only together they are destroying each other.
That blobbed woman was pretty poor, however you look at it.
No. She was made for her lord. Nobody is asking her if she wants him. It is bitter twisting to be shut up with a person you hate. I think she is often longing for the time when she was flowers on the mountain, and it is making her cruel as the rose is growing thorns.
You're really screwed up about this, aren't you? There's a world outside this valley, you know. It's not cherubs blowing their gaskets and a whale in the top left-hand corner.
Inside the hut, my torch propped against the dinner service, the light reflecting off the ribbed stacks of plates in the darkness. Down on my heels, tracing the owl from each plate onto the roll of paper, working fast, tracing, cutting, moving on to the next, tracing, cutting, moving on to the next, tracing.
Alison. It's Gwyn. Alison. Alison, it's me, Gwyn. Don't be scared. Alison. Alison. Don't act daft. I want to help you. Alison, I'm coming in. Turn your torch back on.
Go away.
Alison, I'm coming in.
Go away.
Don't, Alison. You've got to stop.
Go away.
Where's our torch? You all right, do you?
I'm all right.
Sorry if I hurt, but I had to stop you making those owls.
Why? It's the only thing that makes me feel better.
Better? Or flaked out?
I can't explain. I feel I'm going to burst, and if I can trace the pattern, it goes into that. I've nearly finished. It won't take long.
No. It's the middle of the night. You leave them and come back up the house.
I couldn't. I'm all strung up. Please let me finish them. Then I'll be all right.
How many are there to do?
This is the last one.
I guessed you'd hidden the plates outside the house somewhere. I followed you for hours.
finished. That's the whole dinner service.
I love the scissors, please. Thank you. Now then, come on, back up the house. Come on, Alison, you're done in.
Gwyn, I daren't. I'm safe here.
You're going to spend your life in a hen hut in the middle of the wood, then? If you let yourself go, you land up paralytic. Get a grip. Think of cold kippers.
Oh, Gwyn.
I mean it. Yeah, it's a creepy old wood. So think of cold kippers. Cold kippers. It's all in the mind.
I can't.
Give me a hand. I lead you. That's the way. Here we go.
Gwyn, look.
Cold kippers, remember?
Gwyn.
What?
Behind you.
At the end of the causeway, under the tree by the gate and the boundary fence, this column of light. Tall thing, narrower at the top and the base. Ridges of flame hanging off it like draped cloth. It's okay, Alison. It's okay.
No. Look.
It's marsh gas. Methane. You must have heard of methane. Carbon and hydrogen. Nothing poisonous. Come on, I'll show you.
No. You don't understand.
Shall I blow it out for you?
No. Gwyn, please.
It's only marsh gas.
It doesn't matter what it is. Can't you see? It's being used.
The two of us, sitting on the floor of the hut, her head on my shoulder. Me talking and talking and talking, and the sun clearing the mountain in the morning, having to wake her up. The two of us stepping from the hut into the rainbow dew, walking together up to the house through the midsummer dawn. Go in the house.
Gwyn, has he been outside all night?
You go in.
I've been wanting a word with Hugh.
My wedi dod.
You start work at 4 o'clock every morning.
Only in summer.
Don't put that tourist trade look on. Keep the simple peasant for the other mugs, Mr. Hugh, not me.
Alison's been tracing the patterns on that dinner service, turning them into paper models. Owls.
She wants to be flowers, but you make her owls.
Talk sense, man, please. I've got to know.
You do know. Llai, Blodeuwydd, and Gronw Pebyr. They are the three who suffer every time, for in them the power of this valley is contained, and through them the power is loosed.
What power?
We have the blood, and we must bear it. Our Lord must look to his people, and they must not suffer for his wrong. When I took the powers of the oak and the broom and the meadow sweet and made them woman, that was a great wrong, to give those powers a thinking mind.
Who? It was a man in a book called Gwydion who made Blodeuwydd, not you. You've got to straighten yourself out over what you know and what you've read or been told.
What do I know?
Hugh, stop acting simple. The Bradleys think you're off your head. They'll have you sacked. You don't own the place, man.
Don't I? Oh, their name is on the books of the law. But I own the ground, the mountain and the valley. I own the song of the cuckoo, the brambles, the berries. The dark cave is mine.
You won't see it, will you? Out of the way, you daft devil. And get that cover made for the trap door or else.
You're looking a bit peaky this morning. You sure you're okay?
I'm not properly awake yet. That's what's wrong. I think I'll go for a breath of fresh air.
Remember what Margaret said, weren't you? About Gwyn?
Yes, Clive.
She...
We want you to enjoy yourself, you know. We want you to be happy, that's all.
You're very sweet, Clive. See you at lunch.
Cheers.
Walking out along the river path below the terrace, the heat already rising, the path turning into the marsh at the hen hut. Seeing him there, sitting on a tree stump.
Hello.
Hello.
Come to inspect the damage. Come and look in the hen hut.
I'd rather not.
It won't take a moment. One dinner service, smashed, ready for instant disposal. Come and see.
No, Gwyn. I'm scared again.
And the pattern's gone. Every single piece is white. And where are the owls you made? Come and look.
Gwyn, don't go on at me, please. You're the only one I can talk to.
Look through the trees there. See that dark line going up the mountain? That's the old peat road. And see that scar above the stream there? That was the quarry for building the house.
I wish I was like you. You belong here.
Me? This is the first time I've seen the place.
That's it. You came a week ago and you know everything, as if you'd always lived here. I've been spending holidays here all my life. Yet I don't belong.
Makes you laugh, doesn't it? My mum hates the place, but she can't get rid of it. Every night of my life in our back street in Arbor, listening to her go on and on about this house. She started in the kitchen here when she was 12. Full staff in them days. Not just who trying to keep the weeds down. How long has your family owned this place?
I've no idea. Daddy inherited from a cousin who was killed. Bertram, he was called.
But it's your house now.
That doesn't count for much at the moment.
If you really put your foot down, would you have your own way?
Mummy and Clive run the estate. It's not easy. Why?
They wouldn't sack Hugh, would they?
They might. Clive's bothered about him being dangerous. Is he?
I don't know. There's too much a screwy with him. And too much of it is sense. He talks so elliptical. You just can't make him out.
Ali!
Oh, no, Roger's coming.
Oh, get rid of him. We must talk about these plates.
Ali!
Gwyn, I can't. I can't.
I wondered where you were. I've been shouting after you. I have some prints I want you to see.
In a minute.
Come and see, Ali.
I told you, in a minute.
Ali! Your mother's knocking around. Don't you think? Remember?
What's he on about?
Gwyn, don't come to the house with us. Gwyn, I tried, but Mummy said I wasn't to talk to you.
It's quite in order, Miss Allison. And I lose the tradesman's entrance in future.
Gwyn! I daren't!
That fellow's got a chip on his shoulder a mile high.
It's murder to use that film for really detailed work. Still, there's enough to give you some idea. What's wrong?
Nothing.
I've been sweating in that cellar all morning trying to balance out. You'll probably be able to tell what it is straight away. A fresh eye and all that.
Not now, Roger.
Yes, come on. I've laid the prints out on the dining room table. They'll be a bit damp, so mind you don't flap them about.
No, later. Not now.
Why not now? I want you to see them. It's in here. Oi! Ali! They're in here!
Shut up, Roger!
Women!
What was all that about?
I've no idea.
These prints of yours haven't come out too well, have they? What's this? A wet weekend in Brum?
You tell me, Dad. See if you can work it out. These are all shots of that stone by the river, okay? You can see how I've made the hole frame the trees on the brin.
Yes. Jolly good. It's quite effective.
Now, in this one, old Streaky Bacon had turned up and was making snide remarks. Here, spot the difference?
Spot the difference? Ha ha ha, yes. There's something extra just inside these trees on the left.
Can you tell what it is?
Hmm? Ah. I'd say it was a motorbike.
Up there?
Just the place for a scramble. Was there anyone riding round?
No, Dad. That's the point. The pictures were all shot within 5 minutes, and I was watching the Bryn the whole time. There wasn't anyone there. How have these two turned out like this?
I haven't the faintest. Unless Half-Bacon was putting a jinx on you.
Are you serious, Dad? Could he?
Now, steady. We're not in the Middle Ages. You'll be roasting the chap at the stake next. Now, I tell you what. Let's pop these snaps out of harm's way on the billiard table. I'll give you a hand.
Actually, there's something to show you in the billiard room. I'd forgotten. You're going to like this. Except the door might still be locked. No. Gwyn must have opened it again. Come and see. I reckon it's 16th century. What do you think of...
Think of what?
It's gone.
What's gone?
The vindictive beggar. He scraped it off. Where is he?
Who? Roger? What on earth's going on?
Hey! You! Come here! I said, come here! What did you have to wreck that painting for, you Welsh oaf?
Indeed to goodness, Master Roger. There's asking for a pork in the gob, you are.
Where you been, boy?
Upstairs, Mum.
A fine time I've had. Not Anne's turn to help me clear away.
Sorry, Mum. I'll finish it off. I've bought you a present. Cigarettes, see? I couldn't get your usual. Will these do?
All right, boy. Yeah, they'll do.
Do you want some of their coffee with that cigarette, Mum?
All right. What you been up to? He told me you weren't to wait on a table today.
I offered to thump his son an air before lunch.
What for?
Being personal.
Did you hit him?
No, Daddy broke it up.
Pity. Coming in thinking he can flash his pound notes around.
Mr. Bradley?
Mr. Bradley. When I think of the titled heads I've seen in that dining room, he's not even a gentleman.
How do you know he isn't?
There's ways of catching them. When he was flashing his pound notes yesterday, I thought. If there was justice in heaven, there'd be others with checkbooks. I lay knife and fork, and we'll see how you manages a pear, my laddo.
A pear, Mum?
Takes a gentleman to eat a pear proper. He had it on the floor in no time. Oh, I made him look a fool.
What happened then?
Oh, that Alison covered for him. She picked hers up and had it in her hand. But she knew. Oh, she knew. She's a twicer, that one. Switching that plate.
Mum, staring off into space. Her x-ray look. Living in her memories.
Yes, if we all had our rights. My Bertram could eat a pear, lovely.
Holding my breath. Trying not to move.
Daddy inherited from a cousin who was killed.
Mum, staring off through the wall. Narrow-eyed.
Bertram, he was called.
Bertram, Mum?
If there was justice in heaven.
Who was Bertram?
You done that job yet?
What job?
That trap door.
Yeah, Mum, after breakfast, soon as Alison got up.
You done it proper.
Brass screws, Mum.
If there was justice in heaven.
Mum?
I should be sitting at that table today saying potatoes was cold, not them. You don't know, boy. You don't know.
What, Mum?
Them plates was for my bottom drawer. Not that I needed no bottom drawer, but he says you have them for your bottom drawer, he says, and let them think what they like. My Bertram didn't care that much. We'll be married, he said. He didn't care. Hang the lot of them, he says. If they don't like it, they know what they can do. But he didn't know what they could do, boy.
What, Mum?
That jealous idiot outside. That mad fool. Oh, it was accident, of course, they said. But there isn't a pound note in London to pay me for losing mine, Mr. Bertram. Just when I had him landed. High and dry.
Climbing for 20 minutes. Having to rest. Looking back the way I'd come. Out of sight of the house. suddenly alone, the middle of nowhere.
It's okay, girl.
Oh, Gwyn.
What's up? Expecting bows and arrows and two quarts of ward, will you?
Yes, almost.
Bye, but you're a fast climber.
Gwyn, we mustn't.
Mustn't what?
Talk like this.
Like what?
We mustn't talk at all.
We mustn't talk at all?
Gwyn, please don't fool about. Mummy says I mustn't talk to you.
Is Mummy hiding up here too?
Gwyn, I'm going home.
Right, I'll come with you.
No.
Why not?
Don't, please. What do you want?
I want you to be yourself for a change. That's what I want. Let's climb this metamorphic Welsh mountain. Come on.
Oh. Mummy will be so angry if she finds out. And I hate upsetting her.
That's the all-year-round cultural pursuit in your family, isn't it? Not upsetting Mummy.
Don't talk like that.
You're not having much luck with it, are you? And your stepfather's in trouble with my mum, isn't he? You'll find it tough going there. She's the blue on armour plating.
Why are you so horrid about people?
My mum, you mean? She hates my guts.
She doesn't.
A lot you know. What are you wanting to do when you leave school, Alison?
Mummy wants me to go abroad for a year.
But what do you want to do?
Not thought. I expect I'll go abroad.
Then what? Sit at home and arrange flowers for Mummy?
Probably. What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
What are you going to do then that's so marvellous?
At Arbor they want me to go on. With school. But at the moment the likely chance is I'll be behind a shop counter in a couple of months.
Oh no.
Oh yeah.
Why?
My mum thinks it's a good idea.
But she must have worked to see you through school. Why throw it away?
Oh, my mum's ambitious for me, all right. But there are horizons about 3 inches high. As long as I leave the house in a suit every morning, that's mum happy. The other lads in our street wear overalls.
What will you do if she makes you leave?
I got plans.
On top of the mountain now, seeing the plateau stretching out before us. Reds and blacks and blues and browns and greens rolling into the heat.
Head for the cairn over there.
So big. All the things that seem important don't matter up here. It's so big.
Remember that, then.
Big mountains and cold kippers.
That's it.
Gwyn, did you scrape that painting off the wall?
Did you scrape the pattern off them plates? Your stepbrother's a right charmer.
Roger's had a pretty rough time. His mother walked out, you know. Mummy says it was in all the papers. Mummy calls her the Birmingham Belle. Not in front of Roger, of course. Not on purpose, anyway. He was very fond of his mother.
Yeah, he is touchy.
Where are we going? I mustn't be late back.
Your sense of direction's not much good, girl. We're making for the valley, but farther along. Head for that rock straight in front.
Why? What is it?
The Ravenstone. You'll see.
Dipping down to the rock, a mass of slate jutting out of the edge of the valley, like a platform. Stepping onto it, and seeing the green mountain falling away from its base, falling sheer to the river, 1,000 feet below.
You've really never been on a Ravenstone before?
Never.
Not bad, is it?
Gosh, it's amazing. I can see why these valleys make good reservoirs now. All you'd have to do is put a dam across the bottom end.
Not the most tactful remark, but you're dead right.
That thin bit of silver down there would fill the whole valley in time, and we'd be sitting here on the edge of a lake.
Have you noticed how we can hear the river, even though it's so far off? And the motorbike going up the pass?
Sound rises. Listen to that river. It never stops. It never has stopped since it began. It was the last sound Llei Llaw Gaffes heard before he was killed. Gronw heard it in his turn. We hear it now.
Gwyn.
Shh. Don't be frightened. Listen. Suppose, just suppose, a long time back, hundreds and hundreds of years, in this valley, someone found a way to control some power or force, and he used it to make a woman out of flowers. And suppose it went wrong. I don't know, got out of hand. There was a brain behind it.
What is the power?
I don't know what to call it.
Why wasn't it finished with long ago?
I don't think it can be finished. I think this valley really is a kind of reservoir. The house, look, smack in the middle, with the mountains all round it, shutting it in. I think the power is always there and always will be. It builds up until it has to be let loose, like filling and emptying a dam. And it works through people. The force was in the plates and in the painting. But it's in us now. That's where the pattern's gone.
How do you know all this? You're right, I know you are.
You mustn't give in to it. It could burn you out.
You ought to be going back. Thanks for telling me, Gwyn.
See if you can find out some more about your father's cousin.
Bertram? Why?
Just see what you can dig up, will you?
Look, there's the house.
Yes.
Well, I'd better go.
Yes. What will happen next?
I've no idea. We must watch out, though.
It's going to be hard to see each other. My mother's dug her toes in and she won't budge.
This is more important than your mum. Let's meet each day by that seat in the kitchen garden. You can't be snooped on there, the hedge is too thick. What time?
About 4. She's usually resting in the afternoons.
Tomorrow then. 4 o'clock.
Gwyn!
What?
The school. Don't let her...
wreck my chances.
She won't. If I go behind that counter, there's nobody who'll keep me there. There's night school. And that's not all. Shall I tell you?
Tell me what?
I've been saving up. If I go behind that counter, I'll buy a record player. I can tell you, Alison. I couldn't tell anyone else.
Tell me what?
I've bought a set of records. These records, they teach you to speak properly. That's what matters. That and night school.
There's nothing wrong with the way you speak. Except when you're putting it on to annoy people.
But I'm a taff, aren't I?
I like it. It's you, and not 10,000 other people. It doesn't matter, Gwyn.
It doesn't matter, as long as you haven't got it.
Gwyn! Will you do something for me?
What?
Wait by the hen hut when you get back. I'll have to be quick, but wait, will you?
That's easy. Race you there.
Beat you, see? Oh, I've been sat here for ages. Whole minutes.
Here, I want to give you a present.
Oh, what for?
For today.
I haven't anything for you, girl.
Never mind.
Oh.
I've got to go.
Cavarchion o wlad y gân. Greetings from the land of song.
I'm going to be so late for tea.
A Celtic craft souvenir.
Mummy will be wondering where I am.
What's this say?
See you tomorrow.
Made in England.
It's 4 o'clock, girl.
What are you doing here?
Aren't you forgetting something?
You're not allowed in here.
Sorry, miss. Will I get the sack?
Mummy may come.
What's that to me? I'm going the day after tomorrow.
Going?
Back to Arbor. Mam's handed a notice in. Alison, where you been, girl? 5 days I've been waiting for you. Why haven't you come?
Mummy saw us up the mountain that day. She was watching through binoculars. She was livid, waiting for me. And now I daren't. Gwyn, please go.
I'm going. After tomorrow, first thing. So I'm here now. I've nothing to lose.
But I have. You don't know.
You'd better tell me then. I'm listening.
Mummy said, if I talk to you again, she'll make me. I'll have to. She says I'll have to leave the choir.
What?
And she won't renew my subscription.
Subscription?
For the tennis club.
Ah. You didn't tell her what she could do with the choir and the tennis.
What do you mean?
It did happen. We were up there on the mountain. It did all happen.
Of course. It was lovely.
And you gave me a box? This box?
I was happy. I wanted to give you a present.
The choir and the tennis. You put that against us.
It's Mummy. I can't bear to see her hurt or upset. Don't be angry. You frighten me when you're angry.
Did you find out about your cousin, Bertram?
No. Gwyn, you mustn't stay here.
Shall I tell you how he died, then?
You know. How did you find out?
My mum. She as good as said who did him in.
What?
Cousin Bertram snuffed it up the pass there, road accident.
Oh.
He had his vintage motorbike, see? Done it up himself. Then one day he's coming over the pass and he failed to negotiate a bend, as they say. He'd left his brakes at home. The bike jammed itself on some slate, but he went 300 feet. Ka-choom! Ka-choom! Ah! Splat! Alison. I didn't mean to upset you. I didn't know you cared about him. You said you'd never seen him. Alison.
It's not that. Sorry, I'm all right. Gwyn, please go. It's tea time.
You look ill.
I'll be fine in a minute. Go.
You'll come tomorrow.
I can't.
Please.
I daren't.
You must.
How now, brown cow? Are you having trouble, Ally?
What's he on about?
Tea, Ally.
Yes, I'm coming.
What's that brown cow?
Nothing, Gwyn.
How's the rain in Spain? Still mainly on the plain?
Be quiet, Roger.
What's he talking about?
Don't tell me you haven't reached that lesson yet. Surely it comes in the very first record.
Roger!
You told him. You told him.
Quinn.
Was it a good laugh?
No.
Oh, I bet it was. What else? What else was funny?
You're not quite in the ball, actually. Ally didn't say much. I mean, I don't know whether you're using the Complete Improver Pro set or the shorter course of Oikes exercises for getting by in the shop. She didn't say.
Alison.
Gwyn, don't look at me like that. Don't, I can't stand it.
Alison.
Don't look at me. Don't, stop him,
no,
Roger.
No, Ally, it's okay.
Make him stop.
It's okay, calm
make
down.
Him.
It's all
make
right,
him.
Ally.
Make him.
He's done a bunk. He's gone. I told you he was a yob.
Opening my eyes. My whole body cold to the bone. Shifting round in the tree to get more comfortable. Darkness coming and going with the clouds over the moon. The mountain falling away below me into blackness. The stream rattling the stones. Bubbles rising like silver blossom. Waiting. Watching. Nothing. And then a new sound. Very close. A voice. A kind of song. Moving my head, just the smallest bit, peering down. A man sitting right there at the foot of my tree.
humming.
Lovely night, isn't it? Lovely night. Yes. Lovely for the time of year. You are needed back at the house.
No.
It is nearly time.
Leave me alone. I've had enough. Spooks or whatever, it's all yours. I'm off.
You won't run away. You care too much.
I don't care about anything. I nearly fell off that cliff on the way up. And I trod on Gareth Pugh's black sow and I wasn't bothered. That's so much I care. And you want to watch out for that sow. She's a nasty pair of chompers.
She was only stopping you from leaving the valley.
Not half, she wasn't. Stupid pig. I would have been over the mountain, down the main road, thumb a lift, Aberystwyth by morning.
Are you thinking how I came straight to you?
No.
We come here. The mountain. The black hiding. This tree. It is the place.
I came up the black hiding because I thought no one would follow me. And I'm stuck up this tree because I don't want to tread on any more man-eating pigs in the dark. If you want to make something else out of a coincidence, that's your business. And I'm not coming back. You can't make me.
Very well. Now, you're safe. I on this side, you on that. You can run back up the tree if I move, little boy. Come down, and I'll show you the chance in this. The sow is gone. Come down to the foot of the tree. There. Reach into that crack in the rock where the tree's root grows. You must reach right in.
There's nothing there.
Over to one side. Careful. Take out your hand. Well?
There. On the palm of my hand. A spearhead. Crafted of flint so thin the moon could shine through it. The fretting of its surface, turning it to a leaf of sculpted light and stone.
A year he took to make it, Gronw Pebyr, Lord of Penllyn.
This spear's older than that. It's very old.
It was a long time ago.
Reaching back into the rock to the hollow at the far end. Most things fall into pieces at the touch. Leather, wood, cloth, all rotted in the wet. Pulling out a disc of slate, pierced to be worn on a cord round the neck. A face painted on it. Two dots for eyes, a double arch of brow. Human face. Bird face. Impossible to tell.
A long, long time.
Everything's got this same face on it. This jar, this pebble. How long's this been happening?
There's no saying. But we of the blood must meet it in our time, and we bring here what we have.
This must have been a dagger. Centuries ago. I'm sorry. I didn't understand. I'm all numb inside.
I know.
I felt I could blow that house up just by looking at it.
Perhaps you could. Here, in this valley, now. That is how the power is spent. Through the three who suffer every time.
But why you?
Oh, it's a story. And we suffered for it no less than if we had faced our time.
Who's we?
Me, him. Your mother.
My mom?
You did not know her. She was young and lovely.
What? Her?
There was not a girl like Nancy.
My mom?
She was the winds of April.
Hugh, can I take any of these things?
At this time, all this is yours. Have you some to leave?
The present. The owl made of shells.
setting it beside the flint spearhead, deep in the rock.
She locked the door and threw the key in the river. All time.
Put in the slate disc with the eye pattern into the empty cardboard box.
So much harm done through so much weakness. You must be strong.
Will you give this to Alison tomorrow?
You give it, boy.
I can't. Please, Hugh.
Just give it her. Is that all?
Tell her it's from me. Hang on. There's something else back here. What are these? Pieces of... what? Rubber? They're like sort of brake blocks.
Keep them away.
Who? Are these yours?
Keep them away.
Man, you did it.
He is the dark raven of my unreason.
You knocked off Bertram.
Keep them away.
Mam said...
I didn't know. He never said he was going up the pass. He never had that old bike outside the grounds. Up and down, front drive to back, that's all he ever did. He rode to make me jump when I was working on the drive. He had my Nancy. I thought I'd show him what it is to land in the rhododendrons. I didn't know. But I should have known. We could not escape. Though I hid her in the billiard room and hid her in the loft. Even he, the poor man, did what he thought best, but we could not escape.
What did he do?
He shot Blooday with.
Bertram shot her. How could he? You're as mad as they said.
A lord must look to his people. I failed them in my time and we were destroyed no less. You must not fail now. She is terrible in her loneliness and her pain. You are lord in blood to this valley now. You are the heir.
Heir? Heir to what? Don't tell me, heir to a couple of brake blocks. Here's all I'll ever see of my father.
No, no, boy, you are wrong. You are the lord in blood to this valley after me. Look at me.
Looking into his eyes.
There is not one doubt of your father.
Blue. Bright blue. Blue like... mine.
You are the lord in blood to this valley. After me.
She never told me who. Never. And she did that to you. She did that.
It was my ending.
Rain. Rain falling past the bedroom window.
Mustn't grumble, I suppose. We've had a fair crack. I'd stay in bed this morning, Ellie. You're not missing much.
Rain. Hearing the rain falling, sat in the cloakroom with a screwdriver, prising mud off my walking boots.
Well, if you're not coming, Roger, we'd better be off, or it'll be midnight before we're back. I don't want Margaret upset. Well, make sure that screwdriver goes back when you finish with it.
Rain. Rain hammering on the skylight in the kitchen.
You finished packing, boy? I want to be off straight after breakfast tomorrow.
Scraping the bowl for the last cornflake.
Ali! Ali!
Yes?
The game's up, you old fraud, holding out on me. Come on down and explain yourself.
I'm washing my hair.
Stop it, Ali! Come and tell me about the fun and games. Hiding all those paper owls and pretending you'd lost them. An owl's tea party, was it?
I wish you'd talk sense, Roger.
A padlock's no stronger than the screws on the hasp, you know. You've been outwitted by a mastermind, that's all.
What's he on about?
What are you talking about?
Dunno.
Quit stalling and hurry up. I want to know how it works.
How what works?
The motorbike. Hurry up, Ali, I'll see you there.
The run behind the stables! The locked door!
Hand me that oilskin.
Roger, I don't know what you're talking about.
And the poker.
What for?
Come on, Ali! Let's go and see the owls!
I'll be back now. You get that packing finished.
All Ali's paper owls sitting there, covering the floor, like an audience, arranged in lines in the heavy dust. Lines along the floor, curving and weaving a pattern. The pattern of iron filings in the field of a magnet, or of petals in a flower. Balanced, precise. And in the middle, the eagle owl, huge in its glass case. The magnet, the centre of the pattern, the heart of the flower. The motorcycle over in the corner, smeared clean only from my touching it, and the floor around showing only the marks of my feet. Everywhere else, the unbroken dust of years. No one there. No one ever there, except me. Careful, Ali. I've been stupid. There's something up. I hadn't seen properly. I thought you'd done it. Clear out. Quick. Ali, shift. Ali?
Out of my way.
What do you want? Nancy, I asked you a question.
Out of my way!
Nancy! Stop!
Woman, is it? What's happened?
Get your mac on.
Where have all these feathers come from?
Nowhere. Now come on, mac on. Fetch them cases down.
Where are we going?
Harbour.
Well, that's tomorrow.
Shut your row and do as you're told.
How are we going?
Taxi to the station.
But that's 20 miles. How are you getting a taxi?
Telephone. Now move yourself, boy.
Well, telephone's by the shop and it's raining.
Stay another minute. Now fetch your mac and them cases or you'll have a leather in, big as you are.
Taxi's expensive. What's happened?
Never you mind.
I'm not coming. You can look after your own cases. I'm staying with my dad.
What's that, boy?
My dad ran away. I shan't. I don't want to end up like him. Or you.
Get up. Get that mac on. Fetch them cases.
Why couldn't you ask properly the first time? I'll carry the cases, but you'll see.
In the bedroom, toweling my hair dry, the surface of the glass like pewter under the rain. Then, Nancy hurrying away down the drive. Gwyn with two cases tugging his arms off. Along the drive, past the stables, out of sight. Roger?
What?
Is anything the matter?
Nancy smashed up the owl with the poker.
Sorry?
It's disgusting. Feathers everywhere.
Roger, I think they've gone now. Nancy and Gwyn. Slipping off a day early when there's no one here. Mummy will be livid. What should we do?
I'm having a bath. These blasted feathers.
Roger, shall I go after them? They must be going to the phone box to ring for a taxi. Roger, I'm going to go after them. If I go now, I'll catch them up. Water like a wall. Coming near to the bridge, seeing a man grow out of the rain and stone.
Hello? Wet, isn't it?
Have you seen Nancy and Gwyn?
They were going down the shop. They won't be long.
Are you sure? I think they're leaving.
They will be back soon. They will not go.
Why were they carrying their luggage?
Practice, is it? Now, why are you getting so wet? You're not used to it like me. You'll be catching a chill. I'm going back to the house. Come along now.
Are you sure they're coming back?
I got something for you.
What is it?
A present. Come on.
But are you sure they're coming back?
I am certain of it. Hurry up, missus. 20 minutes and we shan't get through for the river.
Well, get the cases in the boat.
You come in as well, is it? Well, that's extra for wet seats.
Get on.
Starting down the valley, passing the last cottage. Mum sinking back into the cushions.
Are you sure they're coming back?
I am certain of it.
Half a mile down the road, rounding a bend.
Careful, you fool!
A tree across the road at the bottom of the hollow.
What's going on here?
Telephone wires coiled like springs along the ground.
Tree slipped over. All this rain's washed the soil out from the roots, most like. What do you want to do, missus?
Clear the road.
Don't be daft, missus. Anyway, by the time this lot's right, we'll be cut off by the river.
Go the other side, then. Over the pass.
Over the pass? That's dangerous in this weather. Expensive.
You go over that pass.
Mind your heads. I need to see through the back window. It's too narrow to turn here.
What are you stopping for? Drive on!
I can't, missus. See for yourself.
Behind us. Another tree fallen. Right across the road.
Sure they're coming back.
Certain of it. Hey! Anybody there? Hello?
No answer. No one in sight.
Well, that's it.
That's it, Mum.
Right. Right, where's my handbag? Right.
Where are you going, Mum?
Right. Sure they're coming back.
Certain of it.
Right!
Mum!
Hey, what about money? This house is wicked.
Bring the cases up the house when you're free.
You don't see these cases till I see some money. I've had your sort before.
That's right. Trust nobody.
Mum!
Opening the bedroom window. Barbs of feathers everywhere. The dust and the smell still foul in my throat. Hugh coming from the back of the stables. The rain moving behind him, the earth boiling. Carrying Alison over his shoulder. Into the kitchen.
Clear the table.
What's wrong? Is she hurt?
She's fainted. It was present from the boy, then wallop.
What present?
This.
The polished slate glowing. The shape of brow and eyes standing clear in the dim light. A leather bootlace threaded through. A pendant. An owl pendant.
Fetch the boy.
What's up with her? Who scratched her face?
Go fetch the boy.
Are these claw marks? Under the skin?
Fetch the boy. Tell him be quick.
She wants a doctor.
Go fetch the boy!
Let me in! I've just changed!
Fetch the boy!
Mom! Mom!
Right.
You've missed the gate.
I've not missed no gate.
Where are you going?
Where you think?
You can't walk the pass in this weather.
It says oh.
Hedges and trees black. Fields white under the rain. My face throbbing with the waters bruising. Her face. Bone. And thin as a man.
I should never have come.
What am I supposed to do?
Do what you like, boy.
Who says I gotta stay?
You stay then.
You don't care. You don't care nothing. For me, for him, for this place. You never cared.
There's no pound notes in London.
I'm staying. Mum. I'm staying.
How did he find out, huh? What you been saying behind my back? Nobody's seen what I've done with that key. Nobody. You, is it? After all I've done for you. Think you're one of them now, don't you? Know it all, don't you? Right, my lad. Right. That's you finished, boy.
Standing by the back gate, seeing her walk up the road shouting. The rain, washing the air clean of her words, dissolving the haunted face, breaking the dark line of her into webs, leaving no stain. Standing for a while, watching the unmarked place where she had been.
Gwen!
Standing there.
Gwen!
Watching the place.
Gwen!
The place where she had been.
Oh, Gwen! 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 Halfbacon wants you. He says be quick. The kitchen! Wait for me!
Come in, boy.
Alison lying on the table still.
It's the power.
Feathers clinging to her.
It's in her now. Bad.
Drifting round her.
This is it, boy.
Circling. Coming back to her.
What do you want me to do? Help her. Her there or her outside? They are the same now.
The wind hitting the house. Leaves sticking to window and skylight. A sudden green autumn.
I stayed to help you and the Vali, not this lot. These two are nothing. You are the three. You have made this together. I'm not doing anything for them. I'm finished.
Three lines cutting her from brow to neck and on her hands. And no break in the skin.
Do something, you two.
I'm not knowing what to do.
Help me get these feathers off.
You said you did know.
Come and help me.
What's gone wrong? You. Why me? I'm here. I've not run away. You said this was my valley and I've not run away. Show me what I have to do! I can't say. What? I only feel.
Feathers moving on the ceiling and walls.
Always it is owls.
Patterns that followed Hugh in the rain.
Why must she see owls and not flowers?
The shape of the owl dance in the dust.
Always it is the same.
Feathers circling, clinging.
Always we are destroyed. What is it you want me to do? Look to her, comfort her. I can't. Just comfort her. I can't, man. Anything else? You don't know what these two have done. I can't touch her.
Claw marks dragging down her legs.
She is coming and will use what she finds, and you have only hate in you. Always and always and always.
Eyes and wings and sharpness.
I can't. Try.
Winged eyes. Yellow and blackness curved.
You didn't say you would be this.
All in the rafters and the wall and feathers everywhere.
I can't. Try.
Feathers. Comfort.
No.
Everywhere.
Comfort. No.
Skylight smashing. The wire and the broken glass bending under the weight of the fallen branch. In the green darkness, feathers. Eyes, claws, hanging and moving. Rain sweeping through the kitchen.
Always it is owls. Always we are destroyed.
Can't you stop it, Hugh?
He can, but he is not wanting.
Can't you make him?
No.
Why not?
He was hurt too much. He is not telling me.
Gwyn, you won't do this. It's Ali.
Gwyn, it's my fault. It was me, not Ali. She never laughed at you. It wasn't like I said. I twisted it round. I'm sorry. Don't let it happen, Gwyn. If you really can stop it, don't let it happen. All right, Gwyn?
Get lost. Mummy's boy!
Blue of his eyes freezing. Walls shedding their texture, taking another in the pouncing feathers. Echo of his voice from a long way off across the darkness.
Mummy's boy. Did you hear me? Mummy's boy!
Back of my head and my spine hollow. Bile in my throat. Blocking out the words, shoring my mind against them. Keeping from being spilled by the bitter darkness.
Did you hear me?
Yes. Yes, Gwyn.
And how is the Birmingham bell? Still ringing?
Yes, Gwyn. And nothing else. No more. Waiting, but nothing. no more. In the calm of the pain's clearing, no anger. Gwyn standing alone, Hugh crouching by the stove, seeing them both, the man and the boy.
Always we are destroyed.
You poor devils.
He is hurt too much.
You poor devils.
She wants to be flowers, and you make her owls, and she is at the hunting.
Is that it? Is that all it is? As easy as that?
And so without end, without end, without end.
Hey, Ali, did you hear? You've got it all back to front, you silly gubbins. She's not owls. She's flowers. Flowers. Flowers, Ali. Get rid of these feathers. I'll stroke them away. You're not birds. You're flowers. You've never been anything else. Not owls. Flowers. That's it. Don't fret. Oh, yes, they are flowers. And you know it. Flowers, Ali. Quietly now. Flowers. 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 Gentle. Flowers. 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 That's the way. That's better. There now. Yes. Yes. Of course they're flowers. What made you think those plates could be anything else? Why didn't you cut the pattern into flowers right at the start, you idiot?
Wonderfully.
Something touching my hand. Starting to brush it away. But too many are falling. Looking up. Petals falling from skylight and rafters.
Wonderfully.
All about is a fragrance. Petals.
Wonderfully.
Flowers falling.
Boom.
Flowers.
Meadow sweet.
Falling.
Flowers of the oak.
Owl Service, Alison was played by Cyril Jenkins, Gwyn by Stephen Mayo, and Roger by Gary Harvey. Hugh Halfbacon was Rodri Hugh, Nancy was Sharon Morgan, Clive was Simon Armstrong, and the taxi driver was Philip Harris. Original music was composed by Matthew Bailey and performed by Teresa Clark and Paula Gardiner. The Owl Service was dramatised for radio by Matthew Bailey from the novel by Alan Garner and directed in Wales by Alison Hindle.